for 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Great big Saturday good morning to you all in our continuing broadcast of Rosie on the House.
In our On the House Hour, 9 o'clock, we talk about something physically on the home, castle or cabin or in the landscape. Occasionally, get out to the backyard.
This is more than housing homeownership 101. This is like when we really take you to the 200 and the 300 series classes. We take you deeper into your education of homeownership.
And to do that, we ought to bring in a specialty guest, tradesman, craftsman, somebody that knows more about the topic than we do. We've got Dave Burns of Green ID in with us this morning. Welcome back to the program. It's been, I don't know how long it's been, but I'm pretty sure your logo has changed a little bit since last time. I haven't seen that before.
Yeah, we went to a new logo, but same old stuff, yeah.
Thanks. Embroidered nicely on your shirt.
Thank you.
David owns Green ID, which is one of our Rosie certified home energy audit and home comfort specialists. And we usually have Dave in about April to help you get ready for the expensive cooling months and the summer. But we thought, well, you know, home energy is just as important in the winter as it is in the summer. Now, so I want to start today's conversation, Dave, with one very simple question. In the law of thermodynamics, does heat follow cold, or does cold follow heat? When I open the refrigerator door, does cold air come out, or does warm air go in?
So warm air goes in. It's hot to cold. Yeah. So if you're sitting in front of your window and you feel a draft, it's not because the window is cold. It's your heat of your body leaving and going to that cold window. That's what you're feeling. Yeah. So it's always hot to cold. When your attics get super hot in the summertime, it's hotter in the attic and it's coming into the house. And that kind of works against what we all know is the stack effect. If you have a two-story home, heat rises, warm air rises, or out of the chimney. People think they lose a lot of air conditioning out of their chimney, but they're losing it in the wintertime when the heat is rising out of that flue. That's when you need to seal it off. Yeah. So wintertime energy audits, they're typically about the same as a summertime audit. We find a little bit better temperature differential with the thermal camera because warm air does rise, so especially on the knee walls or the changes in ceiling height, we can see a nice thermal camera difference with the hot attic air, not hot, but the warmer attic air contrasting with the cooler home.
And what Dave's talking about is they bring equipment to your house, and this camera has X-ray vision. Mm-hmm. It can see inside the wall. It sees the integrity of the insulation. It sees every single rib of the 2x4 or 2x6 studs. And you're looking at it thermally.
Yes.
Yeah. It's reading the inside temperature of all those contents.
It's really cool. This week we were doing an energy audit on a home where the bills were like $400 on a 1,000-square-foot house.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Ouch!
Say that again?
$400 on a 1,000-square-foot house,
which generally, and it's changed a little bit, but for many years we always said about $100 per 1,000 square feet. So they're
that's right,
three times over what they're.
Oh yeah, yeah, and and it was what we found with the thermal camera. It was there was a slab leak of hot water under their island, and going up into the dishwasher and the sink. And that whole island was hot on the thermal camera, and we suspect it was a leak in the water line, the hot water line, which was all electric house, that was causing their spike in their bills. Because we did the normal measurements of duct leakage and room pressures, static pressure, everything was great, and so that was a smoking gun.
Golly. They had a heater running 24 hours a day.
Yes.
Under the slab of their kitchen island while they're trying to air condition the house.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, the floor was probably nice and warm when they woke up.
And the fact that it was under the island, it probably wasn't as self-evident. Because sometimes those can be right out in the middle of the floor. Mm-hmm. And you can perceive it barefoot as you walk across the floor. But under the island, it may have been just enough to...
Yeah, to hide it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, those are the things that a whole house energy audit can uncover. It's the importance of looking at the whole house, not just looking at one thing. And we do a lot of whole house energy audits on homes before we finish putting the remodel estimate together. Because while we're going to go in there and do some remodeling, why don't you let us take a look at your ductwork? Why don't you let us take a look at the integrity of your return air plenum? At least do a cursory examination of the insulation of the part of the house we're not going to touch.
Yes, yeah. And when you're doing a remodel, there's a lot of opportunity to do the ductwork better, get better airflow, or even just list out best practices if you're going to add a register, relocate a register, that you may not get a chance to do once that drywall goes back up and things become inaccessible. And we could kind of plan with the homeowner and, okay, we're going to take out this wall. Can we add another register? Do I need to add another vent? Can my air conditioning system handle it? Rather than just kind of do it after the fact and then have us come in and say, well, gosh, I wish we did it. We would have done it this way.
Yeah. Throw the whole system out of balance by just adding that, oh, we can throw this 10-inch, you know, tributary duct in there and an 8x10 supply register and be all set. No yes. concern for balancing the rest of the system or the return air flow of how that's going to get back to the unit. A lot of mistakes in that arena.
Yeah, yeah. And with the remodel, we get some chances that we don't often get with just a regular retrofit that has the drywall's not coming out. We're not expanding the home. And so it's nice to plan a little bit before the ductwork goes in the remodel.
And for those of you with just a home, as the cold weather sets in, it's a great opportunity just with your palm and a 30 minutes time, walk around your house and just put your hand by all the electrical receptacles and switch plates that are on outside walls. Put your hand around the weather stripping and threshold of every door. Put your hand around every window. And, I mean, it really starts shouting out at you that you're fighting a lot of things.
Yes, yeah. And those are all, there are small leaks, but they add up. And they can add up to a two square foot window open all the time around all those electrical sockets, windows and doors. And a lot of it is a good weekend project just to seal up by putting socket sealers behind the outlet plates or the light switches. We like to do the sealing up in the attic. So we'll move the insulation aside and seal the gap at the top plate or the electrical penetration, plumbing vents, get air sealed just with spray foam. And if you're more ambitious, you could do that by crawling around in the attic. But starting just at the outlets inside the house is a good place to start.
People ask me all the time, because insulation is cheap.
Yeah.
And it's easy. Should I add more insulation to my attic? And I always ask them, have you done a whole house energy audit?
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand, most people don't understand, that virtually every hole they have in their ceiling, the junction boxes for the ceiling fan, the recessed cans, the junction box for the exhaust fan in the bathroom. I mean, every one of those piercings of the ceiling is a vacuum sucking your air conditioning air out of your house, whether you've heated it or cooled it.
That's right, yeah. And every time you run the dryer, that's a mini actually a pretty big fan. It sucks out 400 CFM of air every time the dryer's running, and it brings the air through all those penetrations in the ceiling and the walls. So it is a good place to start. Out here in our climate, we don't get a whole lot of savings from air sealing, but it's a comfort factor. So
yeah,
it keeps the cool air in the summer, the warm air in the wintertime. And it's a good do-it-yourself weekend project to tackle.
Well, and it's a great way that you could increase, once you've got the home sealed, you can do a better job monitoring the indoor air quality.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
So if that's critical to, and keeps the home cleaner,
mm-hmm.
Much more dust-free, lint-free,
yes,
pollen-free. So you get the house sealed up. We could almost seal it too tight, but at least then you're in a position you can control it.
That's right. You want to seal it tight and then ventilate it right. And homes,
I like that.
Yeah. Seal it tight and ventilate it right.
Probably homes catchy. Built before 2010 could use a good air sealing. The newer homes that we're building, they're air sealed at the framing stage, and so they tend to be a lot tighter. But the older homes can definitely use that.
And at some point, even in a new home, you may have a serviceman working up in there that's crawling around and could knock something loose. Or
Uncle John.
Uncle John.
Putting in the sound around system in the living room ceiling.
We got to make sure you can hear the football game in the living room, in the kitchen, in the bedroom, every room of the house, so you don't miss a single minute of the broadcast. But we're talking home performance. If you'd like to visit with David, you can join us at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, or if car buying's on your to-do this weekend.
I want to talk to y'all about buying a car. And I can tell you about Sanderson Ford in Glendale. Open 6 days a week. Closed every Sunday so their employees can spend time with their families. I can tell you about the 64 acres of the fact that they've got the most beautiful inventory of new and used Fords in the whole state. I could tell you about they're the number one Ford dealership in Arizona and America. But what I want to talk to you about in buying a car, Sanderson Ford is about relationships. You're going to actually develop a relationship with a man or woman that you're having show you this vehicle. And that relationship is for a lifetime. That's why they've been the number one Ford dealership in Arizona for as long as they have been. You want a relationship? You want a beautiful car? Get out to Sanderson Ford, 51st Avenue in Glendale.